For most of us, winter is still upon us, and we're dreaming of spring. But today we get to tiptoe into the garden world and chat about the Chicago Flower and Garden Show. This show will have Chicago blooming March 18th through the 26th at the Navy Pier. For 9 days, you'll have the pleasure to enjoy 20-plus life-size gardens, including a lovely rose garden. Daily seminars, DIY workshops for hands-on experiences for all ages, and a bustling marketplace. This show is perfect for families, gardening veterans, and for garden newbies. What a place to learn and be inspired. Show owner and director, Tony Abruscato, is with us today to share about this amazing garden event. Sit back and relax. It's time for Rose Chat.
It's time for the Rose Chat Podcast, a podcast dedicated to celebrating the world's most beloved flower, the rose. Join award-winning gardeners Chris Van Cleef and Teresa Byington as they chat with rose lovers and experts from around the globe. With each episode, you'll gain valuable knowledge and insights to achieve the rose garden you've always dreamed of. Listen now as we explore the world of roses.
Hey, Tony, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks, Chris. Thanks for having me on.
Now, I am so excited to hear more about the Chicago Flower and Garden Show that's being held March 18th to the 26th.
That's right. Here at Navy Pier in Chicago. It's the number one tourist attraction in the Midwest, so it's a great spot for us to hold the event.
Wow. Now, you're kicking off this event on actually a day before, on the evening of the 17th, with an event called Evening in Bloom. Can you tell us a little about that?
Absolutely. We just had a great meeting about it today. So Evening in Bloom is our charity fundraiser the night before we open up to the public, and it raises funds for three great charities here in Chicago. This year it is the Garfield Park Conservatory Alliance, and those of that have ever been to the Garfield Park Conservatory, it's absolutely gorgeous. We've tied in the Illinois Restaurant Association and the Pilot Life Foundation, and so what we'll do is it'll give everyone an opportunity to see a sneak peek of the show. We'll have 18 different restaurants that'll be serving up food and then wine and specialty cocktails. But one of the highlights, which is a brand new feature for this year, is going to be the Floratica fashion show that's going to take place during the event.
That sounds exciting. Now, any fashion show that includes floral wear gets me excited.
I said it's the Rose Parade meets Project Runway. So it's all natural plant material, live plant material, and these outfits are literally built on to these beautiful models. And we have the runway presentation, and we'll actually have 16 of them. So it's going to be quite spectacular.
Wow, that sounds like quite an event.
It is, and it's the first time we're actually doing Floratica. It's been held at the Conservatory in years past, but this will be the first time that we bring it to Evening in Bloom, so we're even more excited about it.
Well, let's dig into the show itself. Now, from some of the stuff that I've read and heard from previous attendees, that you guys have, 20, 30 points of interest just for gardeners at this show.
We absolutely do. We, it's one of the things that I looked at when we took over the show back in 2011, is we really wanted to inspire people as well as educate them. And so we have large landscapes and small gardens. But one of the things that's unique about our show that's pretty unique, not only just in North America, but somewhat in the world, is that our gardens, you can actually walk through them. So it's not standing on the edge and looking in. You really get to walk in and experience them and feel, what it's like to stand next to that water feature or the koi pond or the 600 rose bushes that we have, rose plants that we have coming in. And so it's one of our things that's very important to us. And so there'll be 24 full feature gardens plus a series of containers and small vignettes that'll be out throughout the entire show.
Wow. Now, you mentioned just a whole bunch of roses there. Tell us a little about the roses that are coming.
So we've got a few different types coming, but we've partnered up with Weeks Roses for our Chicago Sculpture Exhibit project. And what that does is presents artwork in the public way. And so we're pairing that together with these roses. And so one of the things that we asked of this year is we wanted to have fragrant roses as well as just beautiful roses. And so we'll have the Downton Abbey collection, easy to love roses, which is great, and orange and pink and butter gold for the fragrant. We'll have a Julia Child rose with us. We'll also have a ketchup and mustard bud. So we've got about 7 different varieties and about 100 in each variety. So it's quite spectacular. And you can appreciate this. They've been in the greenhouse since November.
Uh-oh. We might even see a bloom.
We're gonna see a lot of blooms. We've had them in the greenhouse since November. One of the things that's exciting for us is that we've had some really sunny days. We had to have some really sunny and warm days here in Chicago, and you know, besides the heat, it's really the sun that'll help them grow and bud. And so we're really excited to see how they come out. And then we'll also have our friends at Bailey Nurseries will bring out their roses as well, as long as hydrangeas. So we'll have some nice mix, and people will be able to see how it works in the yard and putting these different plant materials together.
You know, in my backyard, all I have pretty much is roses. But, you know, not everybody has just a rose garden. They want to integrate those plants right into their garden space with, along with the hydrangeas and azaleas and, you know, everything else that they've got out there. So I think it's an awesome thing to sort of bring that to life at the show.
And that's what's important to us, is to kind of demonstrate some reality. So we do have, you know, the roses are the main feature, but then in some of the other gardens, they're blended in to what, you know, you would expect in someone's backyard. And part of our goal has been, when we started this a few years ago, the show hadn't had a true rose garden in probably over a decade. And so to be able to start this up 3 years ago was really important for us. And it's also educating people about roses. And so we've had the American Rose Society and some others that have come in and just sat and educated people on the questions that they've had on care and maintenance and growing them. And, you know, people always, oh, it's so difficult to grow roses. What are some of the tricks of the trade? And we've been able to fulfill those needs about those questions.
It's all about transferring that knowledge to the folks that attend the show. And you got people standing around willing to do that. That's an incredible thing.
Because, you know what? No one wants to know what I know, because I'm a learner like everyone else. And I don't have a horticulture background, but, you know, I approached the show from the standpoint of what would the average person coming into the show want to know? And that's where that education is just vital to what we do. And we really base our show on 3 pillars. It's inspire. So inspire people with what they see at the show, but it's educate them about what or how they can do things in their own green space. And then obviously motivate them to go do it. So just not show them the roses, don't talk about it, but actually get people to put roses into their landscape or create their own rose garden or whatever it may be. And that's really, really important to me. And it's one of the reasons why I love the show so much and bought it.
I'm hearing that there will be vegetable garden designs there for small spaces. You know, so many people today, I know, especially in the Chicago area, a lot of people, you know, live in high rises and that sort of thing, and they don't have a lot of space to garden. So tell us a little bit about the small space designs that you all have.
Absolutely. And it's, you know, it's another thing. If we were on video, you'd see that my view, I'm on the 30th floor looking over Grant Park. So I'm one of those high-rise folks that don't have a lot of space to grow. You know, we thought it was very important. So we've got containerized vegetable and edible gardens, and also vertical vegetable gardens, and some products there, some of the grow products that are kind of a stacked window box, if you will, to describe it, that will be all on that urban agriculture and growing edibles. And we brought in the, believe it or not, the Cook County Farm Bureau and some of the other farm bureaus, along with Country Financial, to create these vegetable gardens. So we'll have an ode to original agriculture, and we've got a big antique tractor coming in, and we've got corn in the greenhouse as well. So we'll have some big space farming gardening, but then we'll also have all of this the containerized. And even this year, Chris, our container gardening classes, our potting parties, where we teach people how to container garden. We're even working with Bonnie Plant to have edibles for those container gardening classes. So as we normally teach Thriller, Filler, and Spiller, this year, part of that filler and thriller is going to be a veggie plant.
That sounds good. I might have to jump in on that.
Oh, that'd be great. You can come do it with me. Yeah, I try to do it once a year. So.
Now, I know that this show also features some pretty stunning water features as well.
It does. And we have, you know, one of the biggest and best water feature builders in the country is here in Chicago, Aquascape. And they've got some amazing water features. Right now, I was talking with them the other day, and they're doing a rain chains. They're looking at rain chains. And I said, oh, that sounds really great. And he said, no, we want to do about 150 of them and do a wall of rain chains.
Oh, wow.
And so that's going to be, you know, quite stunning, as well as koi ponds and different pondless waterfalls, especially in small space. Those pondless waterfalls work really well. So we're excited about to see this rain chain.
Now, there's always so much for kids at this show. And, you know, it's the middle of winter. Parents will be coming out, bringing their kids to the show. Can you tell us a little bit about what's in store for the young ones?
Absolutely. And it's one of our part of our pillar is to cultivate that next generation gardener. And so we have upwards of 9 free kids activities a day. We have a kids activity garden. And so we bring out the University of Illinois Extension Master Gardeners, and they have a bug zoo and worm composting. And we have an ag in the classroom segment. This year, we'll also have an opportunity for the kids to design and create their own biodegradable flower pot, and then they'll be able to plant that up with an edible plant and take that home with them. So each child that comes in will be able to walk out with a plant from the show. And then we have a communal art project for the kids, as well as our lead sponsor, Mariano's, the grocery store here, is working with the kids to do a floral design class. So it teaches the kids how to make their own floral bouquet, which is, you know, a great, great opportunity for them to can really see what it takes. And they get to take that flower bouquet home with them. And it's really awesome to see these kids light up.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
I'll throw in one last fun is we have to tell them for the parents. We also have a big play set in that garden. So they just don't have to come in and learn. They can come in and slide down the slide and swing on some swings. And kick back and have some fun too.
Now, can we do that together too?
We can. I think that's going to show up on Facebook Live or something. I'm not sure.
Yeah. Now, for the older kids, you know, these high schoolers, tell us about the Chicago High School for Agricultural Sciences. Don't they have a display garden this year?
They do. Chicago Ag has had a display garden for almost 2 decades with the show. And these kids use it as it's really a part of their educational curriculum. And so they design the garden as a class and as a school. They force some of the plants into production and leaf and bringing in trees and shrubs and a variety of different things. And then the school kids actually come down and build the actual garden. And so they, from start to finish, they're there. And this year we've been working with them that after the show, we're going to use those kids to build a school garden at another school. So it's going to be kids building a garden at a school for other kids. And they've been a great partner of ours, and it's something that we're really proud of, because these are some really great kids that are doing some wonderful things. And, you know, oftentimes we don't hear about all the good things the kids are doing or adults are doing. We just hear the bad things. And so it's always great to talk about the Ag High School.
Lots of fun and education for kids, for young adults, and now for the adults. You've got 2 big series of educational seminars and then a live performance stage as well.
We do. And some guy's going to talk about roses. We've got that going on. but we have upwards of 100 different educational classes. So like you said, the seminar room that is right by our home and garden marketplace, and then our gardening live stage that'll have people from the Chicago Botanic Garden and the Morton Arboretum. We've got Ahmad Hassan, which people might recognize from HGTV Yard Crashers. Ahmad will be there on our closing Friday and Saturday at the show. And so it's a great way for people to, you know, again, learn about what they can do in their own yard, what they can do in their own space. We even have classes on indoor plants and indoor gardening. People always tell us, you know, I'm killing all my house plants. What do I do? Well, we have a class. We have a class for that too.
I may have to take that one.
I'm kind of looking at my peace lilies right now and thinking I might have to do the same thing.
Well, Tony, I'm telling you, it just sounds like a fabulous show. It's one of the longer shows that we have. It runs for 2 whole weeks to give people plenty of time to get out to Navy Pier and see all the great things that are going on at the Chicago Flower and Garden Show.
Yeah, and this year, you know, Navy Pier, it's their 100th anniversary, so it's their centennial, and they just installed a brand new Ferris wheel that was substantially larger than the one that we had, but it also has temperature-controlled gondolas. So this is the first year, actually, you can come to the Flower and Garden Show and ride the centennial Ferris wheel at Navy Pier. And so in our, you know, the show's 170 years old. Navy Pier is 100 years old, but we still got some new tricks up our sleeve.
You know, the Sea Keeper girls, you know them, they'll be at the show. They promised me a ride on that new Ferris wheel.
Oh, yeah, hold them to it. It's a great ride, and it's a great view of the city when you get up there. It's magnificent. And they keep telling me that they can control the LED lights that they put on it, and they're supposed to do something with a flower or a rose on that Ferris wheel. So I'm looking forward to seeing how that plays out too.
Can't wait to see everything that's going to be going on this March at the Chicago Flower and Garden Show. Tony, thank you so much for taking just a few minutes out of your evening to come on the show and tell us about all the great things that are coming up.
Oh, Chris, you're welcome, and thank you. It's always great to be able to talk about the show. And
as many of our listeners know, I'll be a part of the Chicago Flower and Garden Show this year, speaking on March 25th and 26th, and I look forward to seeing you there. Check out ticket and show information on their website, chicagoflower.com. That's all the time we have for today's episode of the Rose Chat Podcast, and we thank you for listening. Until next time, happy gardening from your friends at Rose Chat.
You've been listening to the Rose Chat Podcast with Chris Van Cleve and Teresa Byington, expert rose gardeners who want to help you achieve the rose garden of your dreams. Don't miss an episode. Listen anytime on our website at rosechatpodcast.com or listen on the go via the Rose Chat app on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. Share this podcast with your social networks and join us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram by using the hashtag RoseChat. Join us next time for another edition of the Rose Chat Podcast. The Rose Chat Podcast is a production of the Rose Chat Media Group, Birmingham, Alabama.